RPS, proudly presented by Cupra.
Welcome back to Radio Primavera Sound and Line Noise. We are at Primavera Sound 2025, and it is a pleasure to have with us more. Ellian, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. So you are going back to back with Alarico tonight.
Yeah, Alarico.
Alarico.
I liked how you say it though.
I just got cool. Accent.
No, it's fine. No, British people always have a way of
getting it wrong.
Pronouncing things. No, I like the, like, you know, Latin things. It's cool. Like Ibiza.
Oh yeah. So why you've been back to back before? Like why did with him? And why did you want to do it again?
Wait. Do you not know the story?
No.
Ah, okay. So this is actually a cool question because the story is cool. So basically what happened was I should speak more to the mic, right? This was Melt 2024. I don't remember what month it was. It's a bit of a foggy. Like it was June or July. My agent texts me and he's like, hey, do you want to go back to back with Alarico tonight at Melt? And I was like, and it was like 6 p.m., 7 p.m. And the gig is like 2 a.m. or something. And I was like, yeah, sure. I mean, I'm free. I'm in town. So it's Melt is like an hour or two from Berlin where we live. And then so, yeah, they kind of went back and forth because we didn't really know each other. So I guess he was like, do I want to play with more? I guess, I mean, like, is she cool? And I guess he's like, yeah, sure, why not? Because he's like a very nice guy. Mm. So then we basically, he picked me up in a car with two of his friends that were visiting from South Africa. Lovely people. And we all drove there. I mean, he drove. We were just in the car with him. And then we got to know each other on the way to the festival. And I brought my laptop and was kind of like, so I think I'm going to play this and this and this. And how's this vibe? And so they had, basically we got to the festival and played together. It was very spontaneous and it worked out. So then our agents were like, we should do this more. Yeah.
So I'm not a DJ.
You're not?
No, amazingly. Oh. I mean,
it's surprising because everyone else is.
But ever so occasionally when I was a lot younger, I used to do it. And I love going back to back with people because there was an opportunity to really screw them up by like putting in, like, you know, playing an Aphex Twin song and then be like, yeah, mix out of that.
Yeah.
So
you did back to back with people sometimes?
Yes.
Even though you're not a DJ? Just like for shits and giggles.
Exactly, okay. Exactly. Are you going to do that? Are you going to play like Drop Window Liquor? I'm like, ha.
Probably not, because I don't think it's inappropriate to drop window liquor. It's very long and probably people will be baffled or really excited. It's also really predictable to play that track, but that's another conversation. But yeah, a little bit. But I did warn him on a couple of things because I was like, okay, this one is kind of a big curveball, so I warned him about one. I was like, you might have to mix out of this one. So I send it to him,
fade it down,
just know what he's getting into for that part, because you know this is the difference between me and I shouldn't speak for him, but he is first of all, I don't worry with him because in Melt I threw in a couple of curveballs and he came back like way, like really good, and I was like, this is really impressive. He's a very good DJ, so I'm not worried about him. But I tend to mix up my DJ style a little bit more and he sticks more to techno generally speaking. Yeah.
So your last single, I believe, was the brilliantly named Cowlick.
Yeah, it was cowlick, yeah. I was just trying to think. Yeah, it's cowlick.
Is that something to do with the hair?
It cowlick? Is. It's someone's... someone important in my life has a cowlick.
Is it like a bit that curls?
Yeah, it's like a cute little... It's like when your hair goes into... in a weird little swirl. After the show, I'll show you who it is.
Okay.
I can't talk about it.
Okay, yeah. And one thing I love about that track, it's got lots of very strange noises.
Yeah.
Was that the idea? Did you just get like a load of strange noise and be like, right?
I mean, it's a collab track with Rue, who I do my label with, Fever AM. And yeah, we just did a lot of weird little tweaks and edits. I guess that's kind of how we keep things a little bit more dynamic in the tracks.
Here's a question I love to ask. What's your favorite noise?
Oh, I guess, I don't know. What's my favorite noise?
I mean,
I love the, you know, in the summer in Spain or in Greece or this part of the world, you hear these, I don't know what those bugs are called.
Like cicadas, I think?
Yeah, cicadas.
I was reading an interview you did in 2019.
That's nice. You did your homework.
I tried.
Yeah, that's cool.
And you said, sometimes I feel like in 10 years, I'll be the artist I want to be.
Did I say that?
You did, yes.
How long ago was that?
Well, that was 6 years ago. So are you the artist you want to be, or are you about 6/10 of the way?
I'm definitely getting there. Yeah, but not quite, no. But definitely better than 6 years ago, for sure.
I was wondering, like, what can you define what the artist you want to be is?
Well, I guess it changed a little bit with the years, but it is probably the same. I guess I would like to have my own sound very distinctively, rather than sound too much of the time.
Right. Oh,
like craft my own sound that would be more recognizable or singular in some way.
Yeah. And I mean, but you have your own sound, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, I refine it as I go.
You also said, I don't know if this was the same interview or a different one.
Oof, I'm sweating. What did I say?
I think relatively uncontroversial. I release almost everything I finish.
Yeah, it's true.
I think there's a lot of courage in putting things out, even if you're not sure.
Yeah, that changed actually a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
Bit. Yeah. I don't release everything I finish and almost finish, because I don't finish unless I know I'm going to release it. I don't truly, truly finish. Like, it's kind of rough a bit, but then I still battle with the same feeling I've always had, which is like, that was a waste. That's a waste not to release this. Like, I worked on it. There's something I love about it. But, and I have quite a few of these tracks now where I feel like they belong somewhere, or they're special to me in some way, or they represent a part of me that I want to share, but they don't quite fit for a number of reasons to be worthy of releasing. So they get shelved, and then sometimes I'll go back, and if I have something coming out, and I'll be like, oh, maybe I can finish that one, that, you know, or, you know, really finish it. It's quite finished, but, you know, like, put this, seal the deal, like you say, like do the little tweak, the end tweaks and mix down and stuff like that.
I'm afraid this is going to have to be the last question.
Oh, that sucks.
What I wanted to ask is, given what you've said, how do you judge your own work? Because I find, like, a lot of artists, they sort of, the track they kind of do in like 2 hours that they think is rubbish becomes like the biggest hit.
How do I judge it?
Yeah.
Like, how do I know it's good?
Yeah, exactly. Is there like a feeling you get or something?
Yeah, I guess it's probably my, you know, I have a, I think honestly, like, my close people, a couple of people that I am close with, if I send them the track and they say this is good, then I feel better about it. Honestly, like, I kind of, sometimes I can't really judge. I think something is good and it's like, you know, not finished or needs more work. And then, like, I guess if Rue tells me, no, this is good, it's finished, and I'm like, okay, well, it's finished because he said it's finished. Yeah, you know, I don't know. I guess I don't have an answer for that. You just know.
It's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. You're DJing at 10:30 tonight at Plenitude by Nietzsche, which is...
Yeah, which I forgot, and I had to look it up. And I guess I'm playing at Plenitude. I didn't know which stage, so thank you for confirming that.
And we don't have time. I just wanted to mention you also record as Alloy C, including for the Barcelona, excellent Barcelona label, Parallax Editions.
Yeah. So, oh, that's so cool that you mentioned that. Dania, who's the label owner, she's somewhere here. She's a friend, and she's lovely. She has a great label. She deserves the flowers. She's a great musician in her own right. She's beyond doing a label. And Alloy C is coming back soon.
Lovely. Well, I look forward to it. Thank you so much for coming along.
Thank you.
RPS, proudly presented by Cupra.